The Bible teaches us that Jesus Christ is the Savior of the body, which is the church. In Ephesians 1:22-23, the Bible says, "And hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all." So the church is the body, and the Bible says in Ephesians 5:23 that he's the Savior of that body. That means that those people who are not in the body are not really saved, because one would have to be a part of the body to be the saved, because Jesus is the Savior of the body. He is the Savior of the body. The church is very important, and I don't think people in the world realize how important the church is. But the Bible says that the purchase price of the church was the blood of Christ. And anything that God would invest his own son's blood in has to be important. So it is sort of dismaying to me to hear people talk about the church not being very important, because the church is important. Jesus gave his blood for it. He died for it. And that makes it important. It's important then because it was in the mind of God. It's important because Jesus came to the earth to purchase it. It's important because Jesus said, "I will build it." And it's important because he gave his own blood as the purchase price for it. So he's the Savior of the body. Does that not impress upon our minds the importance of the church and the fact that we need to be members of it? And the Bible teaches us very clearly how to become members of it. We're children of God by the faith which is in Christ Jesus. For as many of us as have been baptized into Christ have been baptized into his body. So we're baptized into the body of Christ. And that is where we are saved. That is where the saved reside. That represents the spiritual covenant relationship that we have with God. And so the Bible teaches us that he purchased the church. We can be members of the church. And by being baptized into it, and then we become and are a part of the body of Christ, of which he is the Savior.